Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles and Phillies coming up in about 15 minutes. Keep you up to date on the score of that one. Ravens walkthrough today. Not open to the media, but tomorrow night, M&T Bank Stadium preseason opener against the Colts. All sorts of zaniness flying around in the world of sports. Before we get to that, let's count some dough, hopefully. A little midweek buy or sell.
Yep, we're making some money today. The Dow is up 115. S&P's up 45. NASDAQ's up 209. DraftKings is up 86 cents. Under Armour's up 3 cents. And the reason all this stuff is green, Apple's up almost $12 today.
For what reason?
Let me see.
They Apple just got bought by ESPN.
That's right. They're going to show the WrestleMania.
Oh, the iPhone maker is going to boost its investment in domestic manufacturing by $100 billion. Damn. That brings its total U.S. investment to $600 billion. Over the next 4 years.
How's my Android looking?
All right, we'll start with other sports topics here with the team that the Orioles are taking on this week. Kyle Schwarber in particular, well, he killed the Orioles the other night with a pair of homers, including a grand slam, bringing his grand total on the season to 40 bombs. He will undoubtedly surpass his previous career high of 47 at this point. And you start looking career-wise, well, he's well over 320 at this point in his career. So at the age of 32, the question now becomes, can he reach 500? The elite group of 28 players that is in that 500 homer club has not gained a new member since Miguel Cabrera back in 2021. Roughly 30 a year for six more seasons would allow Schwarber to join that group, but who knows how much longer he can stay at his peak that he appears to be in right now. Buy or sell, Bob, Schwarber will end up with 500.
Barring injury, I'm buying it. Because sooner or later, the robot umps are coming. That means strikes are going to be strikes. You might be able to dig in a little bit more, unless you're just, mystified by the break, the pace. But, yeah, Kyle Schwarber, 500 homers, get it done. And then once you get in, Nolan, as you know, to the 500 home run club, unless you're of a performance enhancement, You're a Hall of Fame guy.
Yeah. Let's see here. In the NFL, CBS Sports, their entire staff, NFL staff that is, has ranked the top 10 players at every defensive position entering the 2025 season. A lot of Ravens featured very prominently here. Kyle Hamilton earning the top spot at safety. Nnamdi Madubuike comes in fourth for defensive lineman. And at inside linebacker, Roquan Smith finishing second to Fred Warner. Now, those two have long been compared to each other since they entered the league in the same draft class, but in this CBS poll, Warner was a unanimous number one pick. Everyone had him coming in that top spot. Are you buying or selling, Vinny, that Warner is a clear step above Smith at this point in their careers?
No, I'll buy it. I think he probably covers better, so I would buy that. But both are outstanding, just think Warner probably covers pass better.
Let's see. Go back to baseball here. Heading into this final stretch of the MLB season, most division races remain pretty tight and should be exciting for the rest of the year. Always looking at what that target number should be. How many wins is it going to take to lock things up? In most years, I can say at a baseline level, you have to clear 90 wins, although that isn't a constant. Since 2016, there have been three instances of a team winning their division below 90 wins. It happened just a year ago when the Astros did it, I believe, with 88 wins. Right now, as a matter of fact, the Astros have the lowest win percentage among all division leaders at 561. That pace would put them right on the dot at 90 if they keep it up. Buy or sell, Bob. Less than 90 wins will be enough to take the AL West again.
I'm going to sell that because I think Seattle's going to really start to cook. They got the offense rolling here in Naylor and a lot of syllable Suarez. They're bringing the heat. The pitching staff's getting healthier. Julio Rodriguez, another 2020 season for him. I think Seattle will catch the Houston Astros and in the process win plus 90 when it's all said and done.
Back to football here. Quarterback depth has really become an arms race across the NFL. Even if the talent isn't quite there, teams are always in a rush to really grab anyone that's capable of taking snaps. Look no further than the Browns. They've had some injuries that have derailed things, but just added Tyler Huntley to the mix this week. That's now six quarterbacks on their roster, whether they're healthy or not. With all this in mind, Cody Benjamin has put together a list of under-the-radar backups who could see the field this year, looking mostly at teams with either no quarterback stability or teams with an injury-prone starter, which leads him to Miami, Tua Tagovailoa, always shaky with his health. Zach Wilson's the current backup, but maybe not having the best camp. Meanwhile, rookie Quinn Ewers, you remember him, seventh-round pick, well, he's actually had a very good camp. A lot of people saying it's been nearly flawless in some ways. Vinny, are you buying or selling that the seventh rounder will see some action in the regular season?
I'll buy it because I don't think the Dolphins are going to be very good. And by the end of the season, they'll probably be looking to see if Ewers can be the guy.
One more for you here today. Not much going on in the NBA as of late, though the Spurs did put themselves in the headlines, giving a massive contract extension to De'Aaron Fox. Now, he arrived in San Antonio at last year's deadline, but didn't get to suit up alongside Victor Wembanyama for many games. Of course, Wemby went down with his season-ending injury really just a few weeks after the trade deadline. That was a pairing that most people were intrigued by, but now really a mystery how they'll coexist. Even still, the Spurs willing to lock themselves in for four more years of Fox, despite having him for a, well, he had a full season left before he hit true free agency, so they didn't have to extend him, but they did anyway. Buy or sell, Bob, it was wise for the Spurs to expend Fox, even without knowing the true team fit.
Yeah, I think it's a wise move, so I'm going to buy that. He's an explosive scorer.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It'll be interesting to see how he and Dylan Harper are going to coexist. I mean, they've got really good young talent. It all revolves around Wembanyama, though. And if he could stay healthy, we know he's a transitional guy. I mean, he's like this, what do they call him, unicorn dude, 7 foot whatever, who could bang threes, and he's going to get bigger and stronger and faster. So, yes, that's a smart move because the Spurs, go back 5 years ago, all sports, going back to the 70s, they were the most consistent winner in all sports. Going back to the George Gervin days, through the Duncan and the Robinson, and even into the Kawhi Leonard era. I mean, they were really, really consistently good and championship worthy. They've been on the downslope a little bit. So they're starting to level up talent-wise. They've had, back-to-back rookies of the year. Yes, that's a smart move. San Antonio Spurs, I'm buying it.
Now, before we get to Jim Hunter here in the next segment, it's giveaway time. Two more tickets to see Stone Temple Pilots coming to the Horseshoe Casino on October 11th. If you are caller number 5 at 410-583-1057, you will be today's winner. If you don't win today, don't worry. Still a giveaway to do tomorrow and again on Friday. But here's your chance right now.
Hey, and Stone Temple Pilots, I mean, they're kind of a featured artist Friday kind of band we haven't played in a while. I mean, you know, burn your wicked garden down, man. Lady Picture Show. Do what you have to do. Yes, I could keep naming songs, but do what Nolan told you to do. Win some stuff. Speaking of winning, the Orioles haven't done a lot of that since the trade deadline. We'll talk about that with Jim Hunter. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. More Lamar. More Harbaugh. Going to also hear from Derrick Henry. Remember that guy? And then Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. We'll talk about the AFC North. It appears as though the Bengals have all of their drama straightened out. Or have they?
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.